Welcome to day 23. We are up to the 8th parak. Says Mishnah Aleph, Elu Devarim Shben Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Basa'uda. These are the areas in which Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree when it comes to meals. And that's really a topic sentence for the entire parak. We're going to see a whole bunch of machloksim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it comes to eating food at meals. So what's the first example? So let's talk about Friday night Kiddush. On Friday night Kiddush, there are two brachas that we say. We say a bracha on Berei Pri HaGafen, on the wine, and we say a bracha on the yom, on the day, right? We say Mekadesh HaShavas. We mention the Kedusha of the day. Which bracha comes first? So it says Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mevarach al Hayom, Ve'achar Kach Mevarach al Hayayin. First you make a bracha on the day, Mekadesh HaShavas, Ve'achar Kach, and afterwards you say the bracha on the wine. Why is that? Because Beis Shammai is going to say, the entire reason you're drinking wine right now, what's causing you to say Kiddush is that it's Shabbos, right? It's the day itself. And therefore, you'll first say the bracha of the day itself, because it's Shabbos, and then you'll say the bracha of Berei Pri HaGafen. It's causing you, it's the reason you're drinking wine to begin with right now. Beis Hillel, Omer Beis Hillel says, no, mevarach al hayayin, ve'achar kach mevarach al hayom. First you make the Berei Pri HaGafen, and then you'll make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why? So the Gemara offers two reasons. The first reason is, what's enabling you to say Kiddush to begin with is that you have wine. If you didn't have wine, you wouldn't be saying Kiddush. The truth is that even without wine, you can technically say Kiddush on bread. But in this case, the person does have wine. So what's enabling you to say Kiddush is the wine itself. And therefore, you first make Berei Pri HaGafen, and then that enables you, so to say the Mekadesh HaShabbos. The other reason is Tadir V'She'eno Tadir Tadir Kodem. Whenever there are two mitzvahs, and one comes more frequently than the other, you always do that one first, the one that comes about more frequently. So in this case, you can say Berei Pri HaGafen any day of the week, as many times as you want, right? You can always drink wine or grape juice and say Berei Pri HaGafen, but Mekadesh HaShabbos only comes around once a week, and therefore we would say the bracha on yayin first. We paskin like Beis Hillel. When on Friday night, pay attention, you'll see that we say Berei Pri HaGafen first, and then we'll say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Mishnah Beis. Now for this, I really urge you to listen to the separate recording, the introductory recording that I posted, hopefully by now, on the WhatsApp group, that introduces the way that Tumah spreads, the concept of spiritual impurity. I think it's really important to understanding this Mishnah. I'll try to make the Mishnah understandable on its own, but to really understand it in depth, or fully, I should say, you should listen to that recording. The last piece of introduction that I'll give that I did not put in that recording is that we always have to consider our hands. Chazal tell us we always have to consider our hands to be tummy. Why? Because they're who knows what our hands touch. They're touching it. They're out in the world. They're constantly coming in contact with different things. So therefore, our hands, you have to assume, are always tummy. Therefore, we always wash before eating bread. Why? Who cares? Why? We don't want to transfer. We don't want the bread to come tummy. But it shouldn't matter, right? Because the truth is, you're allowed to eat tummy food. So what's the reason we really wash our hands before eating bread? So this is a good little trivia. If anyone asks you, why do you wash your hands? Why do you do nefilas hadayim? So the answer is, Kohanim needed to eat impurity. The Kohanim eat truma. We talked about truma before. And truma always needs to be eaten in purity. And therefore, if their hands are tameh, they always need to wash their hands before they ate truma, because they had to be tahor. But they had a really hard time remembering this. And therefore, we took it upon ourselves, or Chazal took it upon, to help them out. And the way that we help them out is by washing before we eat bread. Right, we remind them by everyone taking on that minhag of washing before bread. Right, then the Kohanim will remember to do so before Truma as well. But anyway, the bottom line is that we always assume that our hands are tameh, and therefore we wash before eating bread. So it says our Mishnah: Beis Shammai Omrim, Notlin Yadayim, Ve'achar Kach Mozgim Asakos. First, you wash your hands, and then you mix the kos. You actually drink the wine. What's the case? Imagine you both want to. You have wine and bread. So the question is, when do you wash? Do you wash before both, or do you wash just before the bread? So the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, no, you first wash, and then you'll have wine and then bread. Beis Hillel Omrim, no, Mosgin Zakos, first drink your wine, get that out of the way, say the Berei Pri HaGafen, drink your wine, and then, Ve'achar Kach, Notl Medayim, and then afterwards you'll wash your hands and eat bread. And that's generally what we do, right? On Shabbos, we'll first say Kiddush, and then we'll wash our hands and say hamotzi. But Beis Shammai disagreed. Beis Shammai says, no, you wash your hands before all of it, and then you say Kiddush, and then you'll drink wine, and then you'll have hamotzi. So what's the reason? What's the rationale for each side? So this really has to do with what we were saying in that introduction. The most important part of that introduction is that, according to Chazal, liquids can always become tameh if they come in contact with other forms of tumah. They can always contract tumah from other things. So imagine you're pouring a cup of grape juice, and it overflows a little bit, or it splashes, and now there's liquid on the outside of the cup, right? Not all that uncommon, right? Now, we said that our hands are always tummy. We have to assume that our hands are tummy. So therefore, you pick up the kos, and now you're touching the liquid that was outside the cup because it spilled over a little bit. So your hands make the liquid tummy. So now the liquid is tummy, right? Because your tummy hands came in contact with the liquid. And we also learned that introduction that liquid can actually make vessels, kalim, cups, tummy as well. So what happens is that you have a chain now. Your hands, which are tummy, contaminate, so to say, make the liquid tummy, and then the liquid makes the cup tummy. So now you have a cup of tummy grape juice, or you have a tummy cup of grape juice. Bishama says you can't drink from a tummy cup. You're not allowed to, and therefore you have to first wash your hands to make sure they're totally pure so that you're not contaminating the wine, which will then contaminate the kos, and then you have a problem because you can't drink from a tummy kos. Beis Hillel says, no, you're absolutely allowed to drink from a tummy, from a cup that has tumah on the outside at least. Right? There's no problem doing that. Even if we accept your cheshbon, no problem. Your hands are tummy, they get the grape juice tummy, the grape juice gets the cup tummy, no problem. You're still allowed to drink from that kos. But there's another problem, says Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that there's another possibility if you don't do it this way. Let's say you washed your hands first and you didn't dry them fully, right? Your hands are still damp. We just had a Shabbaton, one of the washing stations didn't have paper towels. So your hands are still a little bit wet or damp with a liquid, right? So now look what's going to happen. You have this liquid on the outside of the cup because it overflowed a little bit. And now if that's tummy, if it gets tummy either through your hands or for something else, it can actually go back into your hands. Your hands are covered in a liquid because they're still moist from washing. And liquid can become tummy. So all of a sudden what happened is that the grape juice actually made your hands tummy. Now your hands are tummy. The entire reason you washed was to make your hands tahor. So it's crazy. If you were to wash first, you make your hands tahor. And then if they're still a little bit wet, there's a possibility that the grape juice can make your hands tummy. And that defeats the whole purpose. So therefore it says, Beis Hillel, no, just first drink your grape juice. No problem. I don't have the problem with Beis Shammai. And then you'll wash and bench it. I'm sorry, and then Mikamotsu. We will continue with Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.